Hey, welcome to this special episode of Migratory Patterns. I'm your host, Mike Shaw. I guess special is a strange way to put it because this is only the second episode and you can't do something special unless you've established some regularity first. But in any event, I just wanted to drop this into your feed because there was a great event last night. It was called Podcasting in the Jing. It was a panel discussion and roundtable Q&A that gathered together some of the people who are doing podcasts here in Beijing. Now, I'm a new podcaster. I wasn't on the panel, but I was in the audience, and someone that I know, and I mentioned on the first episode of this podcast, was there, Brendan Davis. He hosts the Big Fish in the Middle Kingdom podcast. At the end of the event, we had a chance to make a big announcement, which is that we are collaborating on a project we're calling Migration Media. Now, I won't get into everything right now because that's exactly what we're talking about in the episode that you're about to listen to. It's a short discussion, but it's dense and full of all sorts of information. But just suffice to say that Migration Media is something that I've been working on for, well, a while now. I first had an inkling that I wanted to do some kind of podcast project, well, about a couple years ago, maybe almost 3 years ago now, but it never really got off the ground. You know, things happen, life happens, you never want to get anything started, or you start something and then it doesn't happen. But then, after I met Brendan Davis, who got introduced and I did an interview with him, I realized there's a lot of people out there who are trying to have their voice heard, trying to tell their story, or trying to tell the stories of other people who are living migration. And I got to thinking that this could be a lot bigger than just one person doing a podcast. So we've talked about it, and we've sketched out a plan, and we've been working with people, collaborators. You'll hear more about that in the interview, but basically, this is a big deal, and I'm really, really excited, and I'm really hopeful that we can really create something that gives voice to the people who are out in the world living this expat experience, living this migration experience, and I'm really eager to get started. So here it is, Brendan and I talking about what Migration Media is. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, well, I'm here with Mike Shaw on the mic again. Hi, Mike.
Hey, and I'm here with Brendan Davis. Hey, Brendan Davis.
Hi, Mike, and we're doing that because this is a dual-purpose episode, right?
We are each co-hosting each other's podcasts. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's all right, though. I can roll with it. And in the case of, for the sake of a little explanation, we are releasing this. If you're hearing this the day it goes live, that would be Friday, July 6th. And why is that the date that we're releasing this?
Because on Thursday, July 5th, we will have announced the formation and activation of Migration Media.
Mike Shaw, what is Migration Media?
Migration Media is a platform, a media platform for the international migrant community. Simply put, we are one of the largest and most diverse populations in the world. There are 257 million of us, and it's high time we had a place where we could all go and exchange ideas, music, commentary, discussion. Basically, it's high time we started creating some of our own culture.
Well, hell yes. And of course, one of the premier podcasts on that network as it launches on that platform is Big Fish in the Middle Kingdom. Going to move to that platform. And what's the other flagship show as we launch?
Well, mine, which just launched this week, it's called Migratory Patterns. And I am interviewing interesting expats. These are people who are living outside the country of their birth. The first handful of guests are based in China or China adjacent because, of course, this is where I am. But the point of the podcast is to give voice to the stories of people who are living overseas. And the approach I take is not so much concentrating on what they're doing, which is actually what you do really well, but I'm no good at that. I'm focusing on the whys and the hows and of how people move overseas, and also how that changes you. Like, what is happening to people now that there are so many of us living overseas? What does that mean for us?
Exactly. I know from talking to you about this before, both on and off mic in different circumstances, that, as you said it to me, a lot of this is this concept of what is home.
Yeah, that's the primary conceit of the show is two questions. Where is home and what is home? You know, where I ask, open up every podcast and I ask someone, where is home? And you get crazy answers. Like, the idea of home is so, it's just amazing. I interviewed one woman, I tell this to everyone now because it blew me away. I interviewed one woman, a Chinese woman who lives in America now, and we were talking about if she missed home, and she mentioned Beijing as her home, and it shocked me because Beijing is not where she's from. She's from Guangzhou, or just outside Guangzhou. And she told me, well, why would I not think of Beijing as home? I lived there almost as long as I lived in the town I grew up in, and by the time I left Beijing, I hadn't been in my hometown in 15 years. So it was just this idea that your home can change. And even my first interview, which came out this week with my wife, her concept of home is different from mine, which is so interesting to me.
Yeah, people will have to listen to that show. And of course, I've been lucky to both hear it a little bit in the preview mode, as well as get to know your wife a little bit and chat about these things. But she has a very eclectic background and has been a bit of a traveler herself. So she has lots of stories and lots of places that she can reference as a quote-unquote home.
Yeah, everyone's pathway on their road overseas is different. Like, everyone has gone to different places, of course, but they've done it for different reasons and they've come to it from different perspectives. And that's what's so interesting to me. Like, we have this common experience as expats. We all are sharing the same experience. We're living outside our home context, but we're all bringing our own perspective and values and thoughts about it to it. And that's what we really need to start talking about with each other.
And so that's what you want to do with this platform. And you created this idea and then brought me in early, I guess, as the first person you were working with on it. And we've since expanded it out. We have a few of the people who are now part of this and collaborating, which is really exciting. What do you want it to be known for in terms of it being a home for people?
Well, I have a lot of grandiose ideas for this.
Yes, you do. Yeah. But that's okay. That's why I like you, and that's why we're talking about it.
I had I'm just going to sidetrack a little bit here. I had a couple of bosses at a company I worked for back in the U.S. I joined this company before they got big and they got sold. It was one of those cool, funky tech startups back in the early aughts. And they went to Stanford Business School, and they talked about this concept of the BHAG, the B-H-A-G. It's a big monster on top of a mountain. It's the big, hairy, audacious goal.
Right, just, right,
if you're starting up a business, think of the craziest goal you could possibly have. Well, no matter what it is, if you think it's unreasonable, just do it and then work towards it. That's it. So whether you get there, you know, as long as you keep that as your guiding light, you'll be on the right track. Be true to that North Star, right? So I've got some crazy goals that I won't embarrass myself by saying now, because you'll play it back in a year and we won't be anywhere near that. But
yeah, we'll be a lot farther past.
I hope so. In essence, I want us to be a place where people go to not just hear stories, but to also contribute to the conversation. So we're starting with podcasts. We're going to have, you know, social media platforms, obviously. We're going to have vlogs. We're talking to bloggers. We're talking to creators that do all sorts of different kinds of media. So we want to become the place where people in our community, our cohort, come to tell their stories. And also, we want to be the place where people who aren't living overseas and having this experience, this is where they go to learn about us. You know, you always hear about what's going on in refugee camps or in the migratory populations from news organizations that are kind of shining the spotlight on what's going on. Well, I want it to be going the other way. I want the stories to be coming from those communities. You know, there's 1.5 million Venezuelans who have left the country in the last 8-9 months. Where are their stories? I want to hear them. I don't want the New York Times to tell me their story. I want to hear them stories from them.
Right. I've had two of them on my show already, and they're very different and very fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Although, you know, they've both been out of the country a lot longer than
that. Yeah. But so that's the kind of thing... That's the kind of thing I want this platform to be. It's a gathering place. It's a platform that's going to be accessible to anyone who's living this experience. And it's going to be a place where you can go, if you're not living this experience, to learn about it.
Very nice. And we will have the newsletter that will be announcing and keeping everybody up to date on everything.
Yeah, we're going to have, we got a plan to roll out a lot of stuff. So one of the things, we'll have a newsletter. Everyone's doing a newsletter, but one of the things about what we have in mind is, if you're an expat and you're living overseas, we have kind of unique issues, and there's no real media outlets. There's no places where you can go to find everything you need. So we want to try to start gathering everything together. So if you're living overseas, you can come to us and we're going to do our darnest to gather everything you could possibly need in terms of issues, where you're moving, how to access services. We want to make sure that that's available to you. And we also want to make sure you're on top of the news that affects us. You know, so it's issues that affect us in terms of, you know, if you're an American, in terms of taxes and, you know, foreign policy and things like that. They affect us, but they don't affect people at home. So there's not a lot of coverage. You got to dig for it.
Right, right.
So we're going to try to make sure that that's always available to people if they want it. They can go right there. They know they can find it.
And I'm excited about this for a lot of reasons. And again, we're going to have much more than a U.S.-China focus. That just happens to be both of our stories, but you'll have people from all over the place. And the platform will feature all kinds of voices. I don't know how much we could tease right now, but we have people in multiple countries who are already in the process of coming on board or who have committed, who have really different viewpoints and are doing extremely different things than you or I are doing. So it's not just about, you know, frankly, a couple of middle-aged white guys, you know, having their expat experience in Beijing. I mean, we have some really diverse people who are already part of this, and it's just going to hopefully expand and have more voices in the mix.
Yeah, we're gonna be rolling out content as it comes on. It's kind of interesting that we're launching with just kind of two podcasts to start, but I kind of see that as being very... That's appropriate. It's the way things start. You start with one person with an idea, one person who brings his perspective to it and makes it better, and then someone else says, "Hey, I want to be involved in that too." And the next thing you know, it's a great idea. Every person I've talked to about this, every creator I've pitched, has just been over the moon about it, which is exciting and validating. It'll be more validating when people pay us for things.
Yes, but, yes,
but,
indeed.
But you know, it's just exciting to feel like you've kind of hit on something that people feel they need and that isn't there, and you can help make it happen. And that just really is super exciting for me.
And for the sake of letting our respective audiences and friends know about this, of course, I'll have links in my show notes, as I'm sure you will as well, but just kind of rattle off a few of the places where people can find Migration Media.
Right. So we'll have a website that'll be up soon, migrationmedia.net. We'll be on Instagram at migrationmedia_global. We'll be on Twitter at migrationmedia_. And we'll be on Facebook at migrationmediaglobal.
Fantastic. And is there anything else you want to say to the fine folks on your or my or both shows before we let them go?
Yeah. It's, you know, this is a platform that I want to be open to everyone. We're going to start it with a creator-owned commons type of situation. So if you're a podcaster, if you're a blogger, if you're a vlogger, if you're talking about what it means to be an expat, if you're exploring the issues, even if it's just of your own life, about what it means to live overseas, send us an email. You can reach out to me directly. I'm at mike.shaw@migrationmedia.net. Give me a link to your blog, give me a link to your vlog, give me a link to your, you know, videos, whatever you're doing. And if you want to be a part of this movement, creating this conversation, we want to have you on board. Also, if you know anyone who's interesting, who's living overseas, and you think their story is worth hearing, doesn't matter where they are, also reach out to me. I'd love to interview them.
Well, very nice. And so might I, depending on if they're in China or not. So, well, this is great. Mike, I'm excited to get this rolling. And we're going to assume that last night's event, because we're recording before the event, we're going to assume that that went really well and people are excited about it. And hopefully this episode gives them the information they need to bookmark it and start keeping an eye out for Migration Media.
I just want to say something about this weird time shift thing we're doing, recording ahead of time. I just watched Pacific Rim 2 last night, and I'm afraid that, like, we're recording this now, assuming everything's okay, but, like, tomorrow the alien monsters will rise up out of the ocean. Like, I'm now freaking out about it.
Well, if that happens, we have bigger problems than sounding topical on our podcast delivery.
I'm still going to record my interviews, though. I'm going to make it happen.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you. So there you have it. Migration Media is a thing now. So go ahead, please, check out the show notes for links to all of our social media channels, including our SoundCloud page, which will have every episode of every podcast we do, whether it's just myself or just Brendan or anyone else who comes on board. We do have people we're talking to. Hopefully we can get some new content rolling out pretty soon. Also, be on the lookout for our newsletter, which will be starting up soon, and our website, which will collate all sorts of stuff. We have bloggers we want to get on board. It's really going to be exciting. Thanks for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday with a regular episode, and we'll see you then.